Curious James. Hey, hi, reading. Hi, James Ingvid. I'm doing a four-part series on speaking, listening, reading, and writing. And it's not what you think. In other words, I'm going to go behind and show you what's really happening when you're doing these things and how, if you understand this, you can enhance your language learning and communication skills. All right. So let's go to the board and see what E has for us. So he said reading is 15 to 20%. This is true. We spend most of our time speaking or listening, but you might be surprised by how much time we spend reading. And if you stop and think about it, you're reading almost all the time. You're on the subway, there are signs, you turn on your television, you read what the weather is. So it's more than you think, and it has an important impact on your ability to learn, all right? Because you can make yourself learn faster by reading. Let's go to the board and figure out how that works, all right? So most people, when they read, they just look at words. You know, you see them reading and they do this. And as long as most of the words are words they've seen before, they thought, I've read the page. But you can ask them 5 minutes later, what did you read? And they'll honestly go, I don't remember. And they shouldn't. They looked at the words as they would look at a picture. They looked at it, I see the picture. But when I put this away, I can't remember if the baby was crying and his eyes went to the left or right. I just know there's a baby. I'm getting the basic idea and losing a lot of information. And that's how a lot of people read. And that's why a lot of them say that reading is useless, it's no good, blah, blah, blah. And they don't understand why someone can read a book and change their entire life. They can read the same book and get nothing from it, right? I want to help you change that right now. And what we're going to do that is go teach you to go from passive reading to active reading. When we actively read, we immerse ourselves. For some of you, you might go, what is immerse? It's like going into a pool, right? Unless you're Jesus from 2,000 years ago, when you go in the pool, you don't walk on water, right? You jump, you go in the water. And the deeper you go, the more, you know, the more restriction, you know, the harder it is a bit to swim, but the more fun it is to swim, right? So when we actively read, we immerse ourselves. We get into it. If it's fiction, you try and get into the minds of the characters. If it's factual, you try to understand what the idea the person is trying to get to you. And by doing that and forgetting yourself, you start thinking like the author. And when you do that, you understand how they understand. And that's powerful, right? Now, here's a little note that I put underneath this. Because some people, when they read, hell, even when they do conversation, we've got one on that, right? They already know. And if you already know something, you can't learn something because you already know. So when you immerse yourself, you have to forget yourself and what you know in order to let in new information come to you because you might see it in a different way. And that leads to growth, learning, right? So reading is decoding. What is decoding? Well, in nature, because we are from nature, we were never designed for this. What do you mean we were? We can read? No, you weren't designed for this. 10,000 years ago, people weren't walking by trees and it said tree. And you go, tree, it said tree. Dog, it says dog. But in nature, there are things that occur. And a lot of languages, especially cuneiform, when you're looking at Egyptian writing, and you go back in time, Asian writing, they were actually based on images. They're called pictographs. They would draw a picture. And eventually, one of my favorite one is man from Chinese, where it's like, if I come from, I'm making it up, it might look like that. You know, that's man. Well, originally in Chinese, it was this, right? But then you're busy and you go, ah, and they go, oh, okay, we got it. And then that becomes man, and that becomes A. 10,000 years later, you go, how did it go? This is how it goes. You don't have time. That's why we don't write like Egyptians. We don't have time to draw pictures for everything that happens. But we can take 28 little symbols. And these occur in nature because they're round and they join together, just like things in nature. We recognize them. So when I say decode, it's because you look at these things that are not real and you go, this plus this plus this means this. Okay, now I understand. So we can even have higher ideas because we can put many of these things together that don't even exist in nature and create something new. And you thought you were coming here just for an English lesson. Boy, I'm going to take that brain and wash it. So We decode, right? That means you look at letters on a page and you try to get an idea from it, right? But that's not enough for reading. That's what I said. This is what these people do. They decode, they recognize the letters and say, these words have this meaning, so that's it. Learning actually takes place when we encode. And encoding means taking the information into our brains. Well, how do we do that? Well, you do that by adding the new information, right? You would add new information, not information, by adding new information to what you know, right? So you know something and you go, well, this is similar to this. And because they're similar, I can now understand this new idea, right? So that's what we do. One way to do that, okay, to make this encoding much deeper, to immerse yourself, I've mentioned this before in other videos and the other ones I talked about. I'm coming back to it. You're going to see there's a theme here. You want to watch all four because they start playing together and you go, oh, if I can learn this, I can learn all of this. Yeah, and double your learning, right? What you know, what you want to know, what you want to learn. That helps to encode. And with that encoding, I will remember it longer. That's the beauty of it. These guys forget because they don't do that combination. They just read it, look over the words, forget 5 minutes later. When you encode, remember, you already have knowledge in your head and you're adding to it. And it gives it a different, what we call perspective, a different way of looking at it. So you grow in knowledge and you keep it longer. Okay, that's one thing we need to do. Use KWL and think about encoding. How do I add this to what I already know to give me more knowledge? And we're doing languages, so we're talking about vocabulary. Synonyms, how synonyms work together, or antonyms, right? Or how we can ask the interrogative. How ask a question, change that. How can we make more declarative statements? Those are straight statements, right? Declarative statements, they're straight. Just like, I am a man. She is a woman. And the interrogative is a question like, what is that? What is this, right? But when we get this information, we can do more of that. Now, here's something else I wrote down for you, right? To help you go from passive to active. Mark up your books. What do you mean? Some people, when they have a book, it's precious, precious. They don't do anything. They kiss it. They take care of it. It's a baby for them. And other people, they write in the book, they put sticky notes in the book, they put markers in it, and you go, why would you do that? Well, when it's precious, you keep it in a way that it's almost untouched. When you mark it up, you make it yours. Because you will ask questions yourself, like, what does this mean? Or, okay, this is what this means, and I remember this. And you have all this information, it's yours. So it helps to go deeper into your memory, but it also makes you take time to understand what you're reading. Because you might ask a question, write it out, and go, I need to think about it. I don't understand that chapter. I need to come back to it. Mark it up. Make it yours, right? Like you have sneakers and you have a bicycle. You ride those. You don't try and keep them at home. Well, some people keep their running shoes in a box and never wear them. But most of us put them on and we walk in them. And that's how they become ours, because they form to our feet, right? Our clothes form to us. And it makes it more comfortable for us. They become ours, right? So mark up your books, right? Put down what you learned in the book. So remember, the other person wrote something, that's what they say. Write it in your own words. So when I say mark it up, write things in your own words, what you think, how you understand it. That will stay with you longer, right? Because you've immersed yourself in the book. Okay, now, number three, and how we use reading to help us learn more and become better language learners, or learner of any type, is reading gives you time to think. When I speak, even now, some of you are like, oh God, he talks so fast, it's so hard, even with subtitles. You have no time to actually get the information unless you really focus. Reading is beautiful because you go at the speed you want to go at. If you want to go slow and take your time and go back and forth to read, you can do that with reading. It's not going to disappear. My words are disappearing like this. So unless you go back and rewatch from the beginning, it's gone, it's gone, it's gone. When you read, it sits there. You go back and you're like, okay, cool. Got it. Nice. Okay. And because of that, you can break down someone's ideas. You can go back and say, he said that, or she said that here, and she says this here. How do these go together? And while you're doing that, you're doing something we call metacognition. You're thinking about thinking. You're immersed in the work, but you could actually step back from the work and look at it and kind of go, what did they mean when they say that? Well, he said this, and I think, but what does that mean? Well, I think it means this. And you have a conversation with yourself in which you get deeper meaning. People who just look at words don't do that. That's why they forget, and that's why they don't have a deep level of understanding. That's why they cannot encode. That's what you do when you read, with active reading, and you follow this little path I've set up for you. Yeah? Now, before I go to tips and tricks to help you, I want to go over here. I want to give you my soccer analogy because it's the world's favorite game. You know? Okay, so when you're working with a book, okay, I want you to think like this. The author has an intent. That means they have something they want to do or want to tell you. They write a book with this idea. So I want you to learn this, and they give you the idea the best they can, because words are limited, right? When I say dog, you have an idea, but it doesn't tell you the dog has hair, eyes, breathes, its name is Benny, it likes treats. But that word gives you an idea of the dog. You have to actually know the dog to really experience it, yeah? So when we have an intent, we're trying to get an idea across to somebody. And we're going, this is what I'm thinking I want you to do, but here's a basic idea I want you to take. And if you get that idea, you will understand me. And that's the communication aspect of it, right? Because not all books are about learning how to build car engines or something like that. Some are about philosophy, religion, romance, economics. And they have an idea. Maybe it's something's good or something's bad. And they give you this idea. This is their intent, what they want to do. They give you the idea. And they want you, the reader, to get understanding. Now, if you look here, I have author, intent, book, idea, reader. Reader, meaning an understanding. So the author says, this is my idea, creates a book, right? Gives you the idea, and then they kick the ball to you. Notice you're standing in a goal. It's a big goal. So it's not necessarily going directly to you. In fact, sometimes if you're a passive reader, you can actually miss the idea altogether because you're not really immersed in the reading. But even if you are an active reader, this is what keeps you focused and you learn is you never know where this ball is going to go. So you have to keep your eyes on the ball. It can go anywhere. That causes you to focus. Because of that, you are more likely to get the meaning and an understanding from the author because you're staying awake. You don't just go, I'm standing here and passively letting the ball go by. I'm active. Where do I have to be to catch this ball or catch this idea? Right? That's the importance and the beauty of active reading. It makes reading interesting. You get to understand what somebody was actually thinking, not just what you were thinking, and you learn something new. All for the low, low price of whatever a book is. You can get years of experience from someone and read it in hours, 5 hours, and you learned what it took 20 years for this person. This is a blessing, something not from nature, as I said, words aren't in nature. But we found a way to commit or give you big ideas in a small little volume, and you can keep it and make it your own. Nice? All right. So in order to do that, I've given you the background on it. I'm now going to give you some tips for what will make this work for you better. Now, I did do a video on reading you might want to take a look at, and it talks about how when you recognize letters, or the more you read, the more you recognize, so the faster you can read. So 30 minutes right now, if you read 30 minutes a day, you might read 2 or 3 pages. If you keep it up for a year, you might find you're reading 40 pages in 30 minutes. So it's a matter of practice. But in order to get good at this, you need to read a lot. Not too much, but 30 minutes a day will help you get into the habit of reading, because consistency is important. You got to keep reading regularly to get this power, as I was talking about. Okay. And the repetition of reading will help you to learn ideas and concepts because you keep seeing them. Words, vocabulary, grammar. Next, read fiction and nonfiction. A lot of people get hung up on, well, if I'm reading a book, it has to be a book of philosophy or economics or something, because I want to learn the language and I want to be smart. Well, there's two types of smart out there in the world. There's emotional, and this is relational. We talk to people. People talk to us. We have to relate to them. And that's in nonfiction. Because in nonfiction, you have to step into the mind of the characters in the book. And as you do that, you have to understand them. And science has shown that people who read a lot of nonfiction have a better way of relating to and understanding other people. simply because they have to do it on the page. The page doesn't do it for you, so you have to go in your head, think about it, understand how that would feel, and then when real people speak to you, you can understand them better. But we also want to do logic, right? Nonfiction, because we want to understand the world around us. It's not always emotional, and sometimes it's just blah, 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 and there's nothing for you to grab on emotionally, but there is an understanding of how things go step by step. So make sure you do both. Don't just think, I'm going to read only nonfiction because it's easy. It's great, but you need to challenge yourself because we really want to learn how to encode information. There's lots of stuff in your head. It's kind of nice to know how that stuff works when we encode by doing nonfiction. I mentioned before the KWL, which is know what you want to learn and then learn. Okay, do this before you're reading. So you get a book, sit down, and you go, God, slow learner. I'm a slow learner. That's why I'm doing this video. Okay, slow learner. Jeez. I have books. Okay, but in case, perfect example. Okay, what do I know? Slow learner doesn't learn, right? Passive reader. What do I want to learn? How to be a better learner. Maybe this book will tell me this. And when I'm finished, I might say, hey, the book taught me how to, some tricks and tips on how to learn, so now I'm a better learner. Mwah, perfect timing. Okay. So knowing you do this before you read a book, it will help you learn and help you remember more, which is why we read in the first place. I don't want to spend 20 years learning what this guy gave to me to read in 5 hours. It just makes sense. Once you've done all of this, I'm going to introduce something that most people don't talk about, but you want to learn. It's synoptic reading. Okay? Synoptic reading leads to mastery. And you might go, what's that? There's a book called How to Read a Book, and they talk about that. And that's when you take books that are similar. I know these aren't similar, but imagine they're all on math, okay? Or let's imagine they're all on Gen X, and this is on Gen X, and Gen X are slow learners. I wish they would walk to the Azores and disappear. And sometimes when I talk to Gen X, it's a bunch of horror. It's a horrible situation. There's all about Gen Xers. Now, they're from different areas, but in reading all of these different types of books on the same subject, right? So this is what you get, depth, because you get different perspectives, as I said, a different way to see. Then you start to think like the writers. What? Yeah, remember I said when you're actively reading, you start to understand. When you read one book, you understand a bit. When you read several books on the same topic, you start to master the topic. Now, you can probably understand why I said do this for language learning. You want to master English? Don't just read books on science. Read the fiction, nonfiction. Pick one area that you like, and this is the beautiful part. If you like science, pick different books on science by different authors. You're going to start to understand it. But you're going to do it in a different language, and it will be easy for you. So in this way, we can take reading to increase our ability to learn and enjoy while we're doing it. Pretty cool, huh? Anyway, listen, I want you to check out the other parts of the series because they go together, right? Because if you got reading, you got to have writing, right? And if you got listening, you got to have speaking. So check them out, get the complete package, so to speak. And I look to see you in the next video. Anyway, have a brilliant day. It's always good talking to you. And before I leave, don't forget to go to www.ing, as in English, vid, as in video.com, and check out other videos we have. Peace.